It's the kind of violence in Syria and in Turkey today that has some Americans worried about Syrian refugees and, by extension, Muslims in general. That tone of fear we've been seeing prompted a tenured professor at a Christian evangelical college in Illinois to push back. She posted comments on Facebook expressing solidarity with Muslims, but now she's in danger of losing her job. Here's the world's Matthew Bell.
Larisha Hawkins has been teaching at Wheaton College west of Chicago for 9 years. She's 43. As a professor of political science, Hawkins tells me that she pushes her students to reach beyond academics and actually live out their beliefs in the real world. For her, as an evangelical Christian, that means standing with the oppressed, marginalized, and most vulnerable. That's why Hawkins put a picture of herself wearing a Muslim headscarf on social media and wore one on campus.
Many of the great lessons, the deepest lessons in life, are forged in the most painful moments, in the Valley of Tears. And that's what this was intended to be, walking with my Muslim sisters in the United States and certainly throughout the world who are oppressed simply on the basis of their religious commitment, their faithful devotion.
On December 10th, Hawkins wrote on Facebook that she stands with Muslims not because they're American, but because they deserve human dignity. They, like me, she wrote, are people of the book. And she went on, we worship the same God. This was all too much for Wheaton College. 5 days later, the office of the provost sent Hawkins a letter. It says her comments about Muslims raise questions about her commitment to the statement of Christian faith that all Wheaton professors have to sign to work there. The administration declined to speak to me for this story, but on the college's website, Wheaton says it takes its statement of faith seriously, and at its core is the belief that, quote, the Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins, and that salvation is through Christ alone. Hawkins is now on academic leave. She is facing possible dismissal while the college examines what it says are the theological implications of her public statements. Hawkins says the idea that she has failed to live up to her statement of faith or somehow denied the divinity of Jesus is flat out wrong.
When the provost says, I'm denying the Trinity, or I'm conflating Islam and Christianity, is that I'm not a Christian. So to call into question the veracity of my faith, my Christian testimony, is egregious, it's offensive to me, and it's on the basis of one clause in a Facebook post.
This sound is taken from a video posted by the Daily Herald. It shows students at Wheaton holding a rally at the campus chapel on Monday in support of Larisha Hawkins. They held signs saying, solidarity does not equal blasphemy. Andrew Shadid is a recent Wheaton graduate and a former student of Hawkins. He helped organize the rally. Shadid says firing Hawkins would be a mistake.
I think Wheaton would be egregiously dismissing an individual who has committed her life to following out the teachings of Jesus.
The idea of Christians and Muslims worshiping the same God is hardly new. As Hawkins mentioned in her Facebook post, Pope Francis has said the same thing. Islamic scholar Omid Safi of Duke University says it's a statement that most Muslims would readily accept as well.
What this professor has said is not at all controversial, either in the world of Christendom at large or within the broader landscape of American religiosity. The only place in which it is controversial is within the world of American evangelical circles.
Muslims consider Jesus to be a messenger of God, someone who performed miracles, and a Messiah who will come again. They do not, of course, see Jesus as God himself. But this whole controversy at Wheaton might be more about politics than theology, says Gary Burge. He's a professor of New Testament at the Evangelical College.
Our fear is that the political extremes that we now see in our country, typified, maybe exacerbated by Donald Trump, have been baptized and brought into the evangelical world. This has probably influenced the public reactivity to Dr. Hawkins' words and her actions.
Hawkins says she wishes she was back in the classroom as the new semester gets underway. For now, she will stay on paid leave as the college's review process plays out. It's not clear how long that will take, but Hawkins says she still loves Wheaton and wants to keep teaching there. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.